It's time now for local news from our good friends, the Greater Springfield Times. Here's Guy Hazelwood.
Hey Anton, the November edition of the Greater Springfield Times is out now, and there's a couple of stories that I'd like to highlight this week for your listeners. The first story is a really fun little story about line dancing in Goodna. Now, obviously line dancing happens everywhere, but there's a very special reason why this story is so cool, is that Ethel Braun recently turned 100, and she is still line dancing with her friends every Friday morning at the Goodna Neighbourhood House Hall. Now, reaching 100 is obviously a great achievement in itself, but to be able to get down there, line dance with your friends, she also line dances with her daughter, and just keep moving and keeping active through line dancing. It's obviously gentle on the body. It's hand and eye coordination. So it is something really good for anyone really to go down there and give it a try as well. So they are always looking for people to come down and give it a go. It's obviously just fun. Like I went down there, I did some line dancing when I did the interview. And, you know, we had a dance, had a cup of coffee, some cake, obviously for Ethel's birthday. But yeah, it's something that anyone can really do, and it is quite fun. So for those interested in joining in on that, they start at 9 a.m. every Friday at 33 Queen Street, Goodna. So that's something that I think your listeners would enjoy. The second story I'd like to highlight is the Lions Fan Day that came to Brighton Homes Arena. It was a pretty special day for locals, being able to watch the Brisbane Lions AFLW side defeat Adelaide Crows, which was a sold-out crowd. But they were also able to get up close and personal with the Brisbane Lions men's side, who had just won the grand final. So the trophy was there. Fans were able to get their jerseys signed and, you know, have an awesome day out at Brighton Home Arena, which is honestly a great stadium, not only to watch AFL at, but they got a great cafe there. It's an awesome, awesome thing to have in Springfield. So that's definitely an article to check out, and it's also a keepsake because having the AFL Grand Final trophy in Springfield is pretty special. Thanks, Anton, and I'll see you next week.
And there we have Guy Hazelwood from the Greater Springfield Times with the local news. And you're listening to Radio Springfield City.